If there is a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm great after that song, Hard to Beat the Energy.
Isn't that a great energy? And it's got no words to learn. It's yabba dibi dabba dibi yum bum bum. So anybody can learn it. It is really
completely language free.
Yeah, exactly. It transcends all the language, like love. All right. So Stephen, let's just talk about the other thing that does transcend all languages is retail therapy, shopping and Black Friday. So this is just getting bigger and bigger in South Africa, isn't it?
No question. I mean, what's got many people through this crazy last few months is add to cart, and then off you go, so and stuff arrives at your front door. Mm. So online shopping and technology are intertwined. You cannot separate the one from the other. And traditionally, the big kickoff to the shopping holiday season was the Black Friday sale, which started in America, has quietly infected the rest of the world. So we all involved in this nonsense. And in South Africa, traditionally, it's been also a huge retail day. I mean, scenes of chaos in shops across the country, you know, craziness ensued. Now, there's enough craziness in the world with this whole COVID story. I don't recommend anyone goes and waits in line and gets all crushed in a massive bun fight over a toaster R4 off. So I do believe that Black Friday or Black Month, this is what's so interesting, is going to be the big shopping season of the year in South Africa. And it's all going to happen online. The banks have assured us that they've hardened their systems, upped their capacity, done what needs to be done so we don't land up with problems. But generally, compared to last year, instead of the 27th or thereabouts of November being the big, huge shopping day, it's now going to extend pretty much across the whole of the month. So this is where it gets super interesting. At the end of the day, they're not giving the stuff away for no reason. They try to get feet back in the store, baskets full, because the last couple of months have been torrid for everybody. And it's really an excuse to get people shopping. And the hype and the drama and all the excitement around these amazing discounts is what's going to drive a big boost to shopping well before the holiday period. Now, my advice, quite honestly, and I'd be very interested to hear what your listeners think and what you think, is that nothing changes. If you need something, buy it. If you don't need something, it doesn't matter what the discount is or how much you're going to save. I've heard this from my family a lot. You saved so much money, but we didn't need it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest trap in the world. I bought something that I didn't need at a discount, so therefore I've done very well.
But I wouldn't call it more problematic of that, is that just because it looks like a good deal doesn't mean it's a great deal. There have been many stories of people, you know, falling for the hype and finding out that it was actually cheaper before Black Friday than on Black Friday. So if you're going to use technology, and if this is an online shopping month, year, whatever, decade in one month, I'd suggest you use Google. Google is absolutely your friend when it comes to figuring out what's a deal and what's not a deal. So whatever you're going to buy, start off by Googling Black Friday South Africa 2020 or just Black Friday South Africa and have a look. Everybody's doing something from retail to you name it. I mean, you can go to the dentist for Black Friday deals almost. So use Google to really figure out what it is that's on special, and then keep drilling down and compare the major shops, both online and offline, because Macro, all the big guys, Incredible Connection, all the tech guys are online, and you'll very quickly see, and there are a lot of comparison sites that will pop up when you do a quick Google, and you'll quickly see what's a good deal and what's not a good deal. You can even see what stuff was sold for historically, and generally big ticket items, televisions, washing machines, they tend to have the best deals, but margins on televisions is always incredibly slim. So you're never going to save huge money. Same thing going for computers, but be a lot more savvy in terms of what it is that you're going to buy and when you're going to buy it and how, because often, not always, but often the deal sounds better than it actually is. So I'm not saying don't shop. Please support all the retailers out there. If you've got a, few spare rand and you want something, absolutely go out and buy it. But be very aware that just because it's hyped up and comes in a glossy brochure and it's got Black Friday or Black Friday month or Black Month or Black Movember, I don't know what it's called, but anything to do with it, don't take it at face value. Really spend a little bit of time using the Google and figuring out what's a good deal and what isn't.
Interesting a comment here. Rabbi Miller used to say, if you see a sign for 50% off, keep walking and save yourself the other 50%.
Love it.
That's great.
That's my Black November Friday motto.
Yeah.
No question. I paste it on the fridge door.
But I think what you're saying is also right, is there are some ticket items that you do see savings, but maybe what people need to do is away from their computer, make a list of some of the things they might need or might want to buy, and do it instead of browsing and getting caught up on things that you actually don't need. Do it the other way around.
Well, look, I'd never advocate you don't use your computer for everything. So you're talking to the wrong guy. Make a list on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone.
That's very
good. Start right there. But yes, excellent advice. I think it's the wants and the needs are always an issue. And again, using the technology at your disposal, on your phone, on your tablet, on a computer, can really make such a big difference, so you don't have buyer's remorse, you don't land up with stuff you don't want or don't need, and you also land up paying a fair price for it. Just because times are tough, I think nothing's changed. Retail's retail, and they always want you to fill your basket. The bigger the basket size, the better the deal for the retailer.
Sure.
Doesn't always mean it's the best deal for you. So as consumers, take a deep breath. The benefit, as I said, is that these deals are not going to be forced into a day of frenzy. They're spreading them out over a month, which I think will allow people to be a lot more considered in what they do. But a lot of retailers are doing similar tricks. In other words, these specials are only available for 48 hours, only available for 1 week, and then they're gone, and you'll never see them again. Nonsense. You'll see them again somewhere else. So don't fall for the hype. That's the message.
In terms of security, do we need to be concerned about this? Is it better just to stick to the well-known, well-established sites, or is it generally safe out there?
No, it's generally not safe out there. Mm-hmm. There are always a ton of scams with regard to stuff that looks too good to be true. The big auction sites, Bid or Buy, those guys tend, not always, I'm not trying to malign them in any way, but they tend to have a lot less honorable suppliers on there, and you can occasionally fall for the odd nonsense. But if there's a deal that's absolutely way too good to be true, and you do your homework and everyone else is sitting at 100 and suddenly someone's offering it you at 25, that's a scam alert to begin with, because stuff costs money. There's no ways people are giving it away at half price, and in the current environment, nobody is making humongous profits other than the government. But no one is making massive margins. Everyone's tight. So you'll find that the spread of discounts will be fairly small this year. You're not going to see the 50%, 75% off, in my opinion. And I've been looking. You cannot find. You find 500 rand off here, 1,000 rand off there, which is not big when you're spending 16 grand on something.
Right.
So I think you need to be very cautious. The big guys offer a lot of safety. Check for the lock on your web browser. Make sure that it's a secure site. Make sure don't use the PayPals and things like that in a local site. So in other words, if you suddenly see a site that looks totally legit, but the only way to pay is PayPal or money transfer, that's a warning sign for most people. What you should do is make sure that they have reputable, they work with MasterCard, they work with Visa, they work with a numerous amount of financial providers, because that in itself is a good hint that these people have been signed up and vetted by the various platforms, which helps a lot. But in general, you're always safe and very safe with the big guys. And the smaller guys, the more niche players, just check out the basics. You know, if they're with Shopify or they're with one of the vendors that tend to make things work well, that helps. Make sure they got the full array of credit card and all the rest. Again, that helps. And also make sure that even though it says South Africa, they're not shipping out of Hong Kong or China or somewhere weird. It's actually a South African site that gives you exactly what you want. The amount of fake sites out there that look identical to the real thing are incredible. So just be super, super aware. And again, using Google, which does a little bit of filtering and hides some of these terrible sites, is a great way to start. You get a sense for what something's worth. And then when you buy, you can get a good deal. But the old, again, talking old adages, if it's too good to be true, it's not true.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Very, very valuable advice and something that we all should be taking note of. It is 8:46. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.